Gary, a disappointing afternoon for you.
Yeah, of course. I think one thing you'll find in football is not predictable, and I'm pretty sure there were a lot of people who come down here very much just expecting it was going to be a Stourbridge win and a formality. I certainly didn't think that. I've got to say, for the two goals we've conceded, we've been very, very poor. You know, they've come from our own attacks, and you know, we've gifted Hells having two goals, and what we've given is a lifeline to them. And credit to them afterwards, you know, they're 2-0 up and they've defended very, very well. But we've given them that lifeline. You know, sometimes if teams open you up for great play and score a great goal, you put your hands up. But, you know, from it being our own attacks and then conceding two goals like that was very poor. But as I said, on the day, you know, sometimes it was Hells Owens' day today. It's a horrible thing for the great support we've had and whatever, but you have to take it on the chin.
Yeah, they clearly came with that game plan, like you said, working on the counter. But are you disappointed with... I mean, you peppered their goal in the second half. You went for it, but are you disappointed? Were you expecting a bit more from the lads?
Yeah, I think, you know, no doubt about it. We had underperforming footballers today, and it's very, very frustrating. As I said, you know, you're not going to win every match, and you know, in such a big game like this, you know, we're all very, very disappointed. You know, myself as a manager, and I have to accept the responsibility for it. But it is the unpredictability of football, you know, and if that's why bookies sometimes make money, because you know they're not going to get it right all the time, and that's so proved today. And you know, horrible for me to say, you know, well done, Hells Owen. You know, they've had their little cup final today. And we've been beaten at home.
Yeah, Jordan Archer clearly was a big miss, but I'm sure you won't want to offer her that as an excuse today.
No, not at all. I mean, at the end of the day, Jordan, you know, I knew about this, his uncle's wedding in Spain, which he told me about 6-8 weeks ago. You know, there's nothing he can do with that. It's a family wedding. Did we miss him? Yeah, of course we missed him. You know, you miss good players. But... you know, I don't want to offer excuses, because, you know, then you have to make do with what you've got. And on the day, it didn't work for us. But don't get me wrong, you know, their keepers have to pull out some good saves. You know, I think we've hit the bar, we've hit the post, and things didn't happen for us. Mm. And sometimes it just becomes Hells Owens' day. And as I said, as much as it grieves me to say, you know, well done to them today. You know, they did defend well. But if you give clubs a lifeline, or you give teams a lifeline, you're going to find it very, very hard, and we did that today.
Yeah, 2,300 here today, which was great to see. Hopefully a similar number next Saturday as well for the Macclesfield game.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's non-league day. It's been a great occasion, a magnificent gate, and you know, from my point of view, it's just so disappointing that we haven't given the Stourbridge fans something to cheer about today. You know, on big occasions we're normally very good, but we're certainly off the pace with what happened. And you know, we huffed and puffed the last 20 minutes, but really we didn't get the ball down and pass it and create enough chances.
Cheers, Gary.